Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And today we're going to talk about overcoming bitterness. God wants you to let go of and get rid of all the bitterness out of your life. Have you had situations in life that have brought you a lot of pain, brought you sorrow, caused you to be angry or unforgiving against a person? If you allow that to work in you, it'll cause you to get bitter. Many people have gotten bitter over life circumstances. And many times they've responded and done things that are destructive, and that is going to be the worst thing that you could do. You need to let go of the bitterness. You need to forgive, and we've been talking about forgiving and letting go of the anger, and this is important that we let go of bitterness. Bitterness is when you have a bad taste in your mouth about someone or some situation that's occurred, and it causes you usually to react in a wrong, sinful way. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 34, here it's been talking about the story of Esau and Jacob. And what happened? Jacob cheated Esau out of his inheritance. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and he said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." He was bitter because of that. Well, it was wrong for Jacob to cheat him out of his inheritance, but also was wrong for Esau to react by getting bitter, because what happened? His wrong reaction was he wanted to go and to murder him. He wanted to kill Jacob. And that is a wrong reaction. If you have had someone do something destructive to you, don't get a bitter attitude. That is a great mistake. You need to forgive them and let go of that bitterness and look to God, follow God. He'll bless you. He'll bless you in some way in your life if you start doing what the Word says, and He will bring those promises to pass that you have before you in the Word of God. Don't make the wrong reaction. Let go of that bitterness. And you know, you think, well, what about the guy that cheated me? Well, you know, Jacob, he reaped what he sowed. Remember, he cheated Esau out of his inheritance. Well, what happened to him? Laban later cheated Jacob by the fact that he gave him the wrong daughter to take to wife. And he ended up having to serve him for 7 years because he got the wrong one. He got Leah instead of the one that he wanted, Rachel. Don't think that someone else who has cheated you or wronged you isn't going to be affected. They will be affected, because God is not mocked. What a man has sown, he is going to reap. Our attitude should be to bless those that have cursed us. We're to walk in love towards those that have been destructive toward us. Do not let a bitter attitude get within you. You know, the Bible says, husbands, don't be bitter against your wives. Don't let yourself be bitter against your spouse. If things have happened, you need to forgive that person. Do not get bitter, otherwise that will hinder your relationship that God wants to bring forth. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 14, here's a case where the Egyptians had made the children of Israel to serve them, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. You know, I've talked with many Christians over the years, and they've had a lot of hard bondage. They've had a hard life, and they get bitter over it. They get bitter at God, they blame God, or they get bitter at other people. They just get bitter about everything, and that is a great mistake. Don't be bitter because of the hard life that you've been through. A wrong reaction, of course, would be to blame God, and that's what a lot of people do. They blame God for things that have happened, blame God for destructive effects that have occurred in their life, or something that happened that was a tragedy or a trauma. Do not blame God. God is not the cause of these things. It is the work of the devil. Remember, the devil's the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The Lord is the one who comes to minister life to you. He's the one that brings healing and health and blessing and protection. Don't get a wrong reaction and blame God. God's not to blame. Many people say, well, God should have stopped this. Why did He allow this to happen to me? God's not in control of every single thing that is going on, because He's given us a free will. And He has set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. And He says, choose life that you might live. We can choose whichever way we go. If we choose to walk in the right ways, then we're going to see the blessings. If we choose the wrong way, we're opening up the door to the devil. It's not God. I can't blame God for it or say that God should have done something. It was a work of the enemy. And you need to realize that the curse causeless shall not come. Many times things could have occurred in our life that a curse came, but it wasn't because of our own sins. It could have been because of inherited generational iniquity curses. The Bible says the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children of the third and fourth generation. I've seen this occur where in the generations a person had particular calamities that occurred in their life, and then they saw it happen in previous generations, and here they saw the same thing happen in their own life. This shows you inherited generational curse, and this is enforced by the works of the enemy, the demonic spirits that serve the devil, and they will try to cause these same problems to occur. One thing, realize there's always a cause for every curse. The curse causeless shall not come, Proverbs 26:2. And don't ever blame God. God is your help. Praise the Lord. And remember, if you have bitterness over hard life, hard bondage has occurred, you need to confess that as sin, you need to let go of it, and you need to realize this is the first day of the rest of your life. Make the decision that you're going to walk in God's ways and go forth with Him and watch God turn the curse into a blessing in your life. Exodus chapter 15, verse 23 to 26. Here it talks about the bitter water that was in the wilderness there. Here it says they came to Marah, they couldn't drink of the waters of Marah, they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people began to murmur against Moses, what shall we drink? And they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he had cast into the waters. The waters then were made sweet. For he made them for them a statute and ordinance, and there he proved them. And this is important to realize, that if we've had bitterness in the situations in our life, what was the answer? The Lord showed him a tree that was cast in the waters. And that is a type of the cross, of what Jesus has done. Jesus is always the answer. Through the cross, the things that were bitter and destructive were turned into that which is sweet. Jesus took away our sins so that we could be made the righteousness of God. He bore away our sicknesses so that we could be healed. He became poor, took that poverty so that we could have abundance and all of our needs being met, praise God. He took away all the cares, the worries, the chastisement of our peace, so that we could have the peace of God and the joy of the Lord in our life. I'll tell you, we need to realize we've been redeemed from death into life. And what's going to be the answer? Get in the Word of God and start hearkening. In fact, verse 26, if you'll hearken diligently in the voice of the Lord your God, and you do all these things that are right in His sight, then you give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, then what's happened is going to happen. God's blessings are going to come upon you. And He talks about how He's the Lord that will heal them, praise God. He would bring healing to them through the Word of God. Jesus is the answer. If you've had a lot of bitter experiences in life, don't murmur, don't complain. Get in the Word of God. Look at the fact that Jesus was the answer. He has turned things around. He has redeemed you from the curse. He's redeemed you from death to life. Start hearkening to the voice of the Word and watch that which was bitter be turned into the sweet. Praise God. Over in Numbers chapter 5, we see a scripture here where the bitter water caused a curse. And there's a scripture there. It's talking about in Numbers 5:19 where the priest shall charge a woman, says, by her oath, and say unto the woman, if no man have lain with thee, and if thou hast not gone aside to uncleanness with another instead of thy husband, be thou free from this bitter water that causeth the curse. What was she doing? If she was going out there and being in any kind of fornication of adultery, then it would bring physical problems upon her. But if she was doing the right thing, then of course she would be free from any bitter water that would cause a curse. And this shows you the fact that if we walk in any areas of sin as such, it can open up the door for problems. Here we see a physical illness came because of sin. It would come because of sin. Many times people will have problems come forth, arthritis because of being bitterness. That's a common thing that you see in a lot of people. They've been bitter over things in their life and they end up getting arthritic problems. This is because of the open door to let the enemy come in because of bitterness. And if you maintain an attitude of bitterness or you continue in sin, then you're going to bring a curse upon you. In the story dealing with Ruth, we see another situation where death oftentimes brings bitterness. And the problem was that they blamed God, which of course was the wrong reaction. Remember the story about Ruth? She followed Naomi there, and the husband went, and the two sons, they went into the land of Moab. And there in the land of Moab, which was a mistake to begin with, that was going out into the Ite territory, which was the wrong thing. But while they were there, the husband and the two sons died. You know, when you go out of God's ways, then you're going to be open for what the enemy can do, and death and destruction comes when you go contrary to the word of God. And so they made a mistake. Well, after that time, they began to blame God. You know, she said there that she was saying that there was the hand of the Lord that was against her, and she was bitter about it. And she called the place Marah, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. Well, that's a lie. God doesn't deal bitterly with people. He's a God who's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. His mercies endure forever. There's forgiveness with Him. She was believing a lie. If you've had some destructive things that have occurred, you need to realize God is not the problem. Don't get bitter. Of course, she really missed it by blaming God and saying that He had dealt bitterly with her. Nope, no way. God doesn't cause these kind of things. You know, you may have made a bad marriage, you may have made a bad partnership, bad friendship, bad decision, and it's brought destruction. Well, it's because we didn't have the wisdom of God. They made a bad choice. They went out into the land of Moab, and they were out in the devil's territory away from the promises of God. And if you don't walk in God's ways, then the door is going to be open for the enemy to work against you. And so don't get bitter. Don't allow bitterness to come because you've made bad decisions in your life. You let go of that bitterness. Realize that God is on your side, and don't be bitter against another person or against God. Repent of it. Look to the Lord. He'll turn things around in your life, and He will set you free. The answer is you've got to let go of the bitterness in your life. Remember that Ephesians chapter 4. Let all the bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil be put away. Let the bitterness go. Get rid of that root of bitterness. Otherwise, it'll defile you and many. Let it go, and let God heal you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I